Welcome to Brown Collar. I'm Jenny.
And I'm Omar. And this is season one, episode three of our podcast. And if you want to know, we have this up on our website, Jenny.
Website is lefty.com. That is Lima, Uniform, Tango, Foxtrot, EchoYankee.com.
All right. So the first thing I want to talk about is the picture that is on our podcast. And, okay, it kind of talks about the company, I'm using air quotes, which we try to, I'm not going to say we're not going to talk about it at all ever, but it's really not what this podcast is about. But Jenny agreed to be my helper and helping me deliver packages at Christmas. And so we had someone take a picture of us when we were sitting on the back bumper of the truck. And we kind of fist bumped. And so I just knew at that moment, I looked at the picture afterwards and I saw how excited you were. And you just seemed just happy and you were just beaming. And I just felt like you were just enjoying yourself so much. And do you think is that true? Accurate?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything you want to comment
accurate.
On that?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
so
excitement, just having a good time. Because I described that job as being paid to hang out with a friend, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe sling some packages here and there, you know?
Yeah, it's a good workout.
Who needs a gym?
Yeah, it's a gym except they pay you. And you have to go when the weather's horrible.
Yeah, and that. But, I mean, that's why we have, you know, layers and...
And so it was at that moment when I decided we should do this podcast. We fist bumped and I was just like, I just felt the energy. It's like, you know, I want, like, I'd like, you know, just hanging out with you is fun. And you're like by far the best helper I've ever had.
Oh,
I've been doing this. I've been at the company. Oh, I almost slipped up.
Almost
had to edit that out. So I've been working there for 20 years and I've been driving for 19 and, every year, just about, I've had a helper, and I've had good helpers. I've had, you know, really fast helpers. I've had really horrible helpers. I've had, you know, all these different kinds of helpers, and a lot of them, you know, most of them were really good. Like, it's kind of funny how, just on average, everyone is a good helper, but I just had such a good time just talking with you while we were working, and we just took that picture, and I just knew, I was like, we need to do something else besides just be driver and helper. Mm-hmm. So,
although I do still love your caption on it for Facebook of helper power, activate.
I was thinking Wonder Twin powers activate from the 70s Justice League cartoon. Although we don't have purple jumpsuits or a monkey, a blue monkey, the Wonder Twins had.
I haven't seen this version of Justice League.
Yeah, you're looking at me giving this blank look about that reference, but...
I've seen the more modern Justice League.
Wonder Twin powers activate, and the one guy would always be form a ice something. One guy always was the guy was always water or something or ice, and the girl was always some sort of animal.
Oh.
And I don't know how the monkey played into it at all, but...
The monkey means nothing to me, but I think there was, See, because I've seen the Justice League from, the early 2000s, and then they had Justice League Unlimited, which was, the continuation. There was an episode that included some characters like that, where it was a brother-sister twin pair, and he did have ice or water, and she had some sort of animal powers, but they were in, one episode, and I don't remember them.
Yeah.
But I don't remember a monkey being with them.
But on all of that, I remember looking through all your pictures from Japan and everything, and that's, Facebook stalking you, I guess, but... I just hadn't seen a picture. I've seen a lot of pictures where you're happy, but you just seem so excited and just generally you are enjoying yourself at that moment in time. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just a moment. I don't know what that means, but you know,
candid camera picture, you know, cause a lot of pictures I post on Facebook are the posed photos. Whereas this one was a little bit more just relaxed and candid, I think. And so it didn't seem like it's, you know, that kind of forced smile you do for a posed photo, especially if it's the third take and everybody's switching. Okay, now on my phone. Okay, now on my camera. And you're just like, oh my God, take the picture.
Yeah. So I think that's just the best picture I've ever seen of you. So.
It is a pretty good picture. We look like we're having a good time. And you look really relaxed and happy too. Like you're just going, yeah, yes, this is awesome, and we're just having fun.
Yeah.
So.
So there's another picture that we'll talk about. We took a follow-up picture to that when it was negative 17 out, but
Having slightly less of a
it's
good time.
hard to explain that in a podcast, but maybe we'll save that for another time. But the picture that is our that's currently on our website is the one where is the first one we took, and I don't know, I just think I ever whenever I see that, I'm just like, yeah, that's I remember that. That was awesome. That was just like me really like we just both enjoyed our work, and it was just like even though it's like Christmas just is a pain in the butt, it's just there's no way around it. It's just hard to deliver packages at Christmas like that, and it just when your stress level is 0%, then it's just it makes all the other things that are hard, like you know you have to move this many packages and the weather's gonna cooperate this much and you know you're gonna oh you're leaving the building late, and it's like all those things just kind of like you know you're with someone you can hang out and know that you know we know we knew what we had to do and we just got it done, and it just made it so much better. So anyway, enough of that. So I'm looking at our script from our last episode, and it's like, no, these aren't the words we're using. So we are actually just trying to wing this one. It's kind of a test thing. We're gonna like talk about things without any script. So today I want to talk about being vegan.
So how many years have you been vegan now?
All right, so we've been vegan for 3 years, and it started. We watched Game Changers on Netflix, which is a show. They had all these athletes that have gone vegan, and like a huge group of people from the Atlanta Falcons, which at the time meant something because they were good back then. So it's like you have to like picture this. Well, I mean you have to kind of give it like the time factor, like put it in time perspective of like they were the team. They were a really good team when I was watching this. And, I mean,
Chronological
even if you're an
context.
NFL player, it's like you're a really good athlete. But it just kind of like, oh, you're an Atlanta Falcon. That was pretty cool. But and it just showed they just like I don't know. It had all these athletes, and they're like, yeah, I am, you know, the top of my game. I am one of the best athletes in the country, and here's what I do. And I don't eat meat, and I don't eat dairy, and I am still just, you know, in immensely wonderful physical shape. And it just kind of, I don't know, resonated with us, with Catherine and I, and we decided to make a change. And we took like a month. We didn't like rush into it because it's like, okay, there's all these things in our refrigerator and
Stuff you'd already purchased, so it's like
yeah.
eat
And it's
it and
like,
just
okay,
don't
I've
buy
been eating
more.
meat for 45 years of my life. Like another week or another month isn't gonna change anything. And so we kind of eased into it and just didn't. We kind of stopped buying meat and we just finished up the rest of it, and I think we gave some to our neighbors, and so yeah, so after a month we made a change. So, and I don't really talk about being vegan very much. I don't know, did I ever, like in the whole time we were working together, that whole month, did I bring it up a whole lot?
Occasionally, but not, well, it definitely wasn't like every single day, let's talk about this, but I think I probably brought it up more just because I was like, hey, we tried this new food. Have you guys tried this yet?
Yeah, and so I was like, I don't not bring it up, but I only bring it up when there'd be like a specific reason. And so.
Well, I feel like there's some stigmas about, you know, people who make dietary decisions for themselves. And sadly, there are, of course, you know, vegetarians and vegans out there who feel like it is their mission in life to make everyone else eat the same and make the same choices they do, which sadly that hurts the cause for lots of people who they're just choosing it for their own reason. And if you're choosing a dietary style for you and it's for your health or for, you know, whatever reasons you had, as long as it's your choice, then that's fine. and people should be supportive of people making choices for themselves.
Right. Like, if I went to every person I could, like, if I just went up to some random person and started being like, you should be vegan, like, they're just going to be like, their first thought is, I am going to go to Five Guys.
Right.
And I'm going to get a double cheeseburger, and it's going to be 8,000 calories, and I'm going to just love it. I wasn't even thinking about it until this guy started talking about it.
Now they're searching nearest burger place
now
to my
I'm
location.
Going to and maybe stop at the store and get some bacon and cook it. So, like, yeah, I don't not talk about it, but I only talk about it if there's, like, some really specific reason. And and so I wanted to go on a list of things. Like, I wanted to talk about why you shouldn't be vegan. As someone who's vegan, which sort of seems like a weird way to talk about this, but, like, I want to talk about all the things you should do first, and some of which, and these are things that I've done and not done. Like, I'm not perfect either. Like, I'm, like, if you look at our picture, the picture on our podcast, like, I'm 5'10 and 210 pounds, and Jenny, you're 5'7 and a lot less. You're way skinnier. Like, you look at me and you're like, oh, well, Mark could lose a few pounds. And you look at Jenny and it's like, Jenny's just perfect. Is that accurate?
You're perfect. I feel like I could lose a little bit.
No. But anyway, so you look at it and it's like, you're definitely skinnier than I am. And I'm vegan and I run around every day delivering packages. So it's like, why do you not weigh, you know, 40 pounds less? But anyway, so the first thing I want to say, like, if you want to get in better shape, we'll kind of make a list of things to do to get in better shape that's not being vegan. Like, the first thing is live somewhere where you don't have a car.
You have to walk.
Like, just have to walk. Like, just have your lifestyle not involve a car. And having said that, like, I totally don't do that because we live in Northern Colorado, and that's just almost an impossibility. It's not totally impossible, but
it's difficult.
It is. Like, you really have to be committed to not having a car to...
Well, you got, like, before I got my current car, you know, I was sharing a car with my mom, and we had multiple jobs, and I was doing the bus or walking, and, you know, I had to leave 2 hours before a shift started just to make sure that I could walk to the nearest bus stop, wait for the bus, hopefully not miss it because they're, you know, we're running the schedule differently that day, which they did do and change without notice, and then take the bus and then walk the rest of the way to work, you know. Because if you miss the one bus, it's another hour sometimes till the next one, and it takes so much prior planning. Whereas with a car, you can just get ready and go when you need to and not have to, you know, plan 2 hours extra for travel.
Right. And, like, when I lived in Amsterdam, like, that's going to be a future podcast. But, yeah, spoiler alert. But I don't even know how much. I didn't weigh myself before and after. But I lost, like, probably 40 pounds. And I ate just, like, shit the whole time. Because it'd be like, there was this greasy pizza place that I just loved. And it was right on my way home from work. And I would just, I loved it. And, like, I made no effort to eat well, per se. But just not having a car made up for that. I was walking a lot more. I was not driving. And I never felt inconvenienced. Just because that's the culture, and once you're in a different mindset. But anyway,
I mean, I lost, like, probably 20 pounds in the first month or so of being in Japan, and I ate so much fried chicken because it was the regional specialty, so.
Yeah, so, like, if you want to lose weight, like, that, like, by far the number one thing. Like, that overshadows everything else I'm going to say. So, like, but if you're not willing to do it, you're not willing to do it. And it's like, I have other things in my life, and it's like, like, moving somewhere else isn't really an option right now. I mean, it's not an option, but it's not something I'm going to do. So, just having said that. So, the second thing is, if you're going to try and, like, control your diet, you just have to not eat salt, oil, and sugar. A lot of diets call it the SOS. And it's like, so back in... I was reading this article about heart attacks, and heart attacks weren't even a thing before, like, the 1900s. Did you know that?
Was it something that they couldn't prove? Was medical science there for it?
Like, the first documented heart attacks were, like, I mean, it's definitely possible. You have a point there. But, like, heart attacks were not, people didn't die of heart attacks until after they were able to extract, like, oils from foods. So, like, you raised, you, like, and I'm not a farmer, so, like, if the details of this aren't accurate, that's why. But, like, you grow some corn and you eat the kernels, and that's fine. But suddenly, then you put the rest of it into a big press, and this drippy, fluidy stuff comes out, and that's corn oil.
Mm, getting all the cornstarch and all
and it's great for cooking things. It has so many great properties for, it tastes good, it lasts a long time, it's made from stuff you were just going to throw away as the farmer. And it's like, oh, yeah, this is great. So these refined oils came into the diet, and very soon after that, people were getting heart attacks. And so the same thing, you know, salt, maybe that's slightly different because that's not something that's really refined, but there is so much more salt now. Like, salt is basically, like, free.
Salt is in everything, and, like, a lot, not a little bit of salt. And so if you're looking to be healthier, check out how much sodium is listed in all the foods you eat, and it's just, it's honestly shocking.
And it's like, shocking because it's things that don't taste salty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're like,
why is there salt in this?
This much salt, and, like, why is there that much salt in it?
So.
And we're so trained for salt that if you switch to something that's, like, low salt, like, one time, a friend of mine and I bought, like, a low-salt wheat thin cracker. I gotta say, that were the worst things ever. Because we were used to the regular salted version. And then going to that, it just tasted so bland. Where if there was, like, a middle ground, which we eventually found, like, a reduced-fat one, which had a little bit less salt, but it didn't taste so drastically different.
Right. Yeah, so salt, oil, and sugar. Like, sugar is a refined... There's definitely a difference between eating an apple and having a soda. They both have sugar in them.
But if we had more natural sugars, like beet sugar, like we used to have a huge beet sugar industry in Colorado, and cane sugar industry got enough lobbyists to basically kill that industry. And so everything now is cane sugar and then refined cane sugar, or even worse, it's corn. You know, corn sweetener, right. Cornstarch, corn, high, what is it?
High fructose corn syrup.
That's it.
Now they're calling high fructose corn syrup corn sugar.
Oh, is that the new euphemism?
I think so, yeah. Oh, it's boy. Like it sounds better, I guess.
Because everybody goes, high fructose corn syrup is bad. Oh, well, it's corn syrup.
So really, like, so salt, oil, and sugar are horrible. And I like all of those. Like, kettle corn is really just, like, the optimal delivery vehicle for salt, oil, and sugar, because that's, like,
that's
salt,
awesome.
And that's, like, the corn kernel is just there as a delivery method for the salt, oil, and sugar. But, and I'm not saying I don't like any of these things. I do, and, but I try and limit them.
Well,
so.
Your brain is biologically programmed to like that kind of thing because of how it interacts with your brain chemistry. So... It's not that it's bad entirely, it's just all things in moderation.
Right.
You know, a little bit, fine, not too much.
So that's the second thing, is if you can eliminate salt, oil, and sugar, that's huge. And then the next thing I think you should do is eat things that don't have an ingredient list.
Mm.
It's like just one thing, and it's like, and if you want to have cookies, then like, make the cookies so that you know what's going in them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, this is, I'm actually physically pouring this much sugar in, which is fine, like, just so you, but that you know, you like, don't think, oh, these say they're healthy on the package. It's like, no, this is how much sugar goes in here.
Mm-hmm.
So if, I think if anyone is trying to eat better, or lose weight, be healthier, blah, 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 like, those things, like, those three things are so much more important than anything else. So, but then from there, I don't know, like, I think there's sort of, like, there's kind of the environmental cost of meat, and I think that kind of was a big deal for me. I saw this chart online once that showed what all the land is being used for in the United States.
Ooh.
And it's this huge, all right, I'm using my hands again on the podcast, but there's a huge square in the middle, and it's like 30% of the land is used for cattle. And then a much smaller section is used for the food to feed the cattle. And then a much smaller than that section is the food that we actually just grow to eat ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's just this cost of it. And it's like that, like, we're using so much of our land for these animals, and that, you know, and I'm not even going to get into like the environmental, there's this much carbon dioxide and blah, blah, blah. But I think you can just look at it. If you do any research, it's just like, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, I'm just going to leave it at that. But, so that's kind of why I went vegan. And I don't know. I think you can definitely be healthy and not be vegan, and you can, like, I don't know. I mean, I like bacon. I really miss bacon. Like, I would go to Costco and get the like 3-pound thing of like thick sliced bacon. I'd make that all. I'd get up on Saturday morning and I'd cook the whole thing and eat most of it on Saturday morning. I mean, even if, you know, okay, a pound of it's fat that gets drained off and stuff, but it's a lot of food. It's a lot of food to be eating. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think it seems like there's a lot of diseases that, if you do some research, that are made worse by eating meat, and just a lot of things. Like, I mean, like a huge percentage of humans can't digest milk. And it's like, shouldn't that be a sign? Like, oh, 2/3 or 2/3 of people physically can't digest milk. Is this something that the other 1/3 of us should be consuming? So, but, so yeah, so that's kind of why I don't really talk about it that much. And I'm not perfect, and I just want to, I don't know, go in a little more in depth about the reasons, but mostly it's like the environmental impact. And I know I'm not going to have any, like, I'm not making any dent in the cattle industry, and I'm not trying to, and I'm not forcing anyone else to, but I think it's good, and I think there's a lot of like long-term health benefits, and it's, that may not be totally apparent. I mean, my cholesterol levels went down. They weren't super high to begin with, but they went down after I went vegan, and it's just like, oh, there's less fat in my blood. Like, I mean, cholesterol doesn't sound as bad, but when you say, oh, there's this much fat in my blood, that's going to make my heart stop beating.
I mean, I was a 90s kid, and so I remember all of the cholesterol commercials on TV. I didn't know for years that there is both a good and a bad cholesterol. So to me, I still hear cholesterol and go, oh, no, bad, because of all of those commercials. So,
yeah.
So saying less cholesterol, that sounds like a good positive thing, even if you take into account that there is a good cholesterol that you do need to be within certain parameters. But
right. And I just think about, and people are always like, well, where do you get your protein? And I always think, where do cows get their protein? We raise them and feed them corn and then eat them. Like,
mm-hmm.
They're getting protein. They don't seem to be missing out on anything.
What do you think it was, like, what was the most difficult part of the transition to being vegan? Like, the cravings for the meat and dairy and other things, or finding food that was either a substitute or just a instead of?
The hardest part was not being able to go out to Chili's.
Oh, okay.
I love Chili's. Like, oh, I want chicken crispers, and I want the chips with the queso. And it's just like, so that was the hardest part. It was like, when you're at home, it's not that hard. There's so much soy milk. It's just like, I don't know. They need a better name. So many things that are vegan just need better names, I think. There's like a big marketing problem they have. Even just being vegan sounds just, I don't know, it doesn't sound great, but.
I find it interesting how there's so much misunderstanding with vegan and vegetarian, and how these are really different things, and that vegans are technically vegetarians,
right.
But not all vegetarians are vegan, and
right.
There's all these levels, and most people who are, you know, either omnivores or carnivores, they don't know about any of this.
There are so many levels. Like, I don't know. It's even confusing to me. Like, so if you're vegetarian, you can eat meat. Or no, not meat. Sorry. You can eat dairy and cheese. Like, anything dairy.
So vegetarian just means that you don't eat typically, like, large animals, beef, pork, and then you don't eat, you know, like, chicken or goose or turkey, those kinds of, anything that's that. But many, quote, vegetarians will still eat all the dairy products.
Or fish. Fish is kind of a weird...
Mm-hmm. Like people are like, does it count as, you know, a meat or does it not? Well, to me, it's category 3, so not everything has to be 2 categories.
Right, yeah. No, it's definitely... And then, like, so then a vegan is like, no... So where I'm at, so I'm a vegan, and so I don't eat meat, and I don't eat dairy, and I don't eat cheese. But then you can go even further and say, oh, well, like, things like honey are... Not be I don't know, it's debatable whether honey is vegan or not, since it's technically just a sugar that a bee makes, but it's like, oh, it comes from an animal's body.
So it's like an animal product, but it's
sort of like milk, because it comes from an animal body, but it's, I don't know. I don't really like honey, so...
You don't like honey?
No, not really. Like, I don't really have, it's not really an issue for me. It's like, I just don't like honey all that much anyway.
So for you, it's not like a big, oh, I can't do honey anymore because it was just, like, not your thing anyway.
And I don't know. Like, it's like you can, like, split this up so far to be like, how perfect can you be? And really, like, I'm 99.9% vegan because sometimes I've eaten things that weren't, like, oh, there's some popcorn. Like, someone gave me this popcorn thing, and it was so good. And it was like, one of those flavored popcorn things. Mm-hmm. And it's like... I ate half of it, and I'm like, oh, there's milk in the 8th ingredient down. And I'm like, it's so good, though. And I just ate the rest. And it's just like, sorry, veganism, I made a mistake.
You tried, and no. And, yeah, it's a pain to have to read every single label and be like, does this contain this? Does this contain this? And like,
right.
It's nice when brands will put a little seal on it, say, okay, yes, this is, so you can just look for that.
I wish.
But certain ones... You have to still be careful with, and you can't trust certain health food stores, even if they claim, oh, everything's healthy here. Then not always. They'll sometimes just stock things because they want the sales more than they want to say, oh, for sure, this is what you're looking for. This is healthy. You have to still read labels.
Right. And so I don't know. And then like one time I bought a bag of chips and I ate half of it. And Catherine pointed out, she's like, there's actually cheese in this. I'm like, no, get out of here. And it's like, then we look, like, yeah, there was cheese in those chips. I was like, no, that's just like this is the fake. And it's like, a bag of chips is a horrible thing. Like, it's not like I was eating it to be healthy anyway. And it's just like, well, I made a mistake, and I'm not perfect. And
it's not going to change.
Yeah, it's not going to change anything. And it's like, I totally should have just eaten an apple or whatever. But
apple chips are delicious, but they're so expensive, though.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I try, like, so my goal... And then, like, really, the holy grail is, like, whole food, plant-based diet. Which is, like... which isn't a great name, either.
It needs some work. It needs a better, more roll-off-the-tongue
kind
of name.
Yeah, four words is too many for a diet. But that's... I think that's kind of the whole, like, the best thing to aim for. And so that gets rid of, like, oh, you don't want to eat chips because they've got processed oil in it. And it's like, so I think it's more of a thing to, like, aim for, not necessarily, like, be, I am going to die if I eat chips. And so, so if I just ate whole foods, it would be better for me, I think. But every now and then I'm just like, I'm going to go get some candy. I'm going to get Skittles because I like them. I was actually reading how in Europe their Skittles are being sued because of something that's in them, that's some chemical that's in them that, like, is used in sunscreen. It's like to get the colors vibrant. It's not even for the flavoring.
Oh,
and
of course it's
and
for
it's
the colors.
Just like, But every now and then, I'm just like, I just want some Skittles. It's like, I know it's horrible, but, so.
Well, see, it's funny, because Skittles is one of the things I only had when I was a kid, because of the colors. There is a food dye allergy that runs in my family, and so I'm allergic to that red, that beautiful bright red that you'll get in a lot of candies, like the red Skittles. I'm allergic to that.
You're allergic to red Skittles.
I'm allergic to, yeah, it's called,
didn't know that.
Dye is called Red 40.
Yeah.
And it's not like a bad allergy. I'm not going to like need to go to the hospital or anything. I just get a wicked headache that will last the rest of the day.
Oh.
And like taking medicine for it does not do anything except like take the edge off it. It's just like, well, all right. Today's going to suck because I accidentally had something with
some red.
Some red
40.
Mm-hmm. But the colors is such an interesting thing to me because we as Americans think of all these foods that have these bright, intense colors. And then when something doesn't, it looks almost less appealing to us because we're used to these bright, intense colors. Whereas I go, bright, intense colors equal I'm going to feel bad. Oh, hey, that's like a more of a muted red. What's in that? Can I eat that? Ooh.
We are actually on vacation in Montana, and we found white Skittles. And they tasted exactly like it, like regular Skittles. Like, you put it in your mouth, like, you could not taste any different. Like,
oh,
you couldn't really tell what flavor, like, each one was just by looking
mystery
at it.
Mystery Skittle.
Yeah.
I love it.
But, I mean, I just throw, like, 10 in my mouth at once and eat them, so I don't really.
The white Airheads were always my favorite for that reason. No colors in them, and it was mystery flavor. And they were delicious. I still don't know what flavor they were going for, but it was good. It was really good.
And it was funny, though, because this, it was like it was some weird promotion that they were doing, and I was like, it was for, like, I don't know. I think it was for some like LGBT thing of like I didn't quite even understand that, but there was some angle of like, oh, we're gonna make Skittles all the same, and I was like, oh, and we tried it, and they were just like every other Skittles. They tasted exactly the same. And then after I saw that, I read about the Skittles being sued in Europe for like they were suing Skittles in Europe because of the color of the thing, and I'm like, I bet these are related, and they're like trying to test the water in a totally unrelated seeming way. So that's my conspiracy theory about Skittles, in case anyone's wondering. But so yeah, so that's I think that kind of wraps up everything about being vegan. What do you did you anything else you and you're not vegan, just by the way.
I'm not vegan. No, I just about eat anything with few exceptions, like
but. Like, okay, so you're not, I know you weren't vegan, but I know when we go to Chipotle, you eat half of your burrito, and I eat all of mine. And at first I thought it was because you're just trying to be polite, and...
Oh, no, that is...
It's like...
That is a second meal for me.
I know.
I eat the part there, and then I have, like, breakfast the next day, which, I'm sorry, I love a burrito for breakfast. I'm not going to sneeze. Sorry.
Oh.
But, no, and the Sofritas burrito, which is, I knew I was going to sneeze, is a vegan kind of meat, you know, meat substitute.
Yeah.
It's delicious, and I'm friendly to all of these vegetarian or meat substitutes, because to me it's just variety, because eating the same old gets so boring, and so when there's like, hey, we invented this new meat substitute that's a plant-based protein, I'm like, cool, let's try it. And sofritas are delicious, and I ruin it by putting queso on it, so it's vegetarian but not vegan, but I really like queso.
Do I ever, when we go to Chipotle, do I force you to
eat
whatever you want? It's like, it's like, you know.
But like, I went to a grocery store chain that's not in Colorado, sadly. I know there's some in Texas, but there's some in Hawaii, and I visited there with my sister, and we went to this grocery store. Everything in there is vegetarian. There's no meat, anything. And they have a cafeteria in this grocery store, and you go through and it's buffet style. All the food is amazing, and you don't miss the fact that there's no meat. In fact, I didn't even notice it until later. I was like, oh yeah, there wasn't any meat in there. And then she's like, yeah, it's a vegetarian store.
Oh, you didn't even realize it until afterwards?
I was just like, that looks amazing, that looks amazing, I want some of that, ooh, let's try some of that. Like, just load up the plate, because it was it all looked delicious, and it was all really, really good quality stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, I just like how you eat half a burrito, and it's like, I can't even think of that. Like, that idea is just so foreign to me. It's like, just eat half as much food And it's like, what? No, you go to Chipotle and you get a burrito. Like, you don't get half a burrito at Chipotle.
I've trained myself to eat half, because I used to do the whole thing where I would eat all of it, and then later I'd be like, oh, I'm so stuffed. Ooh, can't move. And I'm like, no, no, no. If I eat half now and save the other half for later. But during my college days, I had a very unreliable refrigerator, and so I didn't eat leftovers much, didn't save leftovers, because you put them in there, and the next morning, well, the fridge died overnight, and so now it's no good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's, you know, disappointing, especially if you paid and you brought home leftovers. Like, I remember my roommates and I brought home Olive Garden. Like, we specifically saved half of our meals, stuck it in, and the next day they were all bad, and we were pissed. So we're like, fridge, you had one job.
Just save this Olive Garden. Mm-hmm. So.
But, yeah, since I have a reliable fridge now, I like to save it and have a separate meal.
So, all right, well, I think that's about all the vegan-ish thing. So, to summarize, like, it's good, but if you're not, it's fine. Like, if you can just try and be better, that's, like, I think that's more important than, like, saying, like, I've crossed this threshold of, like, I don't know. It's like, oh, if you can just say, I eat less salt, oil, and sugar, like, that's way more important. So,
if you're going for health, eat less salt, oil, sugar, try and exercise, try and walk to work if you can.
Yeah.
But I think just eating more responsibly would be a good start. And, you know, there's people who do, like, the meatless Mondays, or I know a lot of Catholic tradition is to not eat meat on Fridays, and so they'll often have fish on Fridays or something like that. Like, it's still just having variety and trying different foods is always a good thing, because you'll be surprised at what is out there that you like.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I'm definitely not trying to sell it on anyone. I'm doing a soft sell, I guess. Yeah, like, whatever. Like, that's how I deal with my kids. Like, whatever, you like, here's this, but yeah, whatever, I don't care. And then maybe they'll be interested, maybe not. But, so, we'll see. All right, well, I think that about wraps up our third podcast.
Third podcast.
Okay, well, have a nice day, and we will talk to you next time.
And go eat some tempeh bacon.
Bye.
Bye.